Greetings to you again in Jesus' name. This is Jody bringing you your daily inspiration again today. Once again, I would like to mention that if you desire to leave a comment or a question, you may press 099 at any time. And after you are done speaking, you will need to press the pound key and then press 1 to save the message. Otherwise, it will be lost. So just a reminder, press 099 to leave a message. When you are finished, press pound and then press 1. So as we look at the Word of God today and continuing with our looks and glimpses of the kingdom this week, I will be reading the parable of the talents today, found in Matthew 25. For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, each to each according to his own ability, and immediately he went on his journey. Now he who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5 talents. And likewise he who had received 2 gained 2 more also. But he who had received 1 went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. So he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. He also who had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Look, I have gained 2 more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Then he who had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown, and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid, went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours. And I will stop reading there for the moment. We know the result of that servant. The end result was that he was cast into outer darkness as a result of not using the talent profitably, which was his Lord's money. This was money that this man had given to his servant, and some of them gained more money, and the third servant had only hidden the money. So this is a parable of the kingdom of heaven, and what it's telling us, I believe, is that Jesus has left the earth here in person. He's no longer here in person, and he has given to each one of us who are his followers and disciples a spiritual gift. Paul writes to the Ephesians, to each one of us grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, he says, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. So when Jesus returned to heaven, he gave gifts to men. And spiritual gifts. He gave us spiritual gifts. And we read a bit more about these spiritual gifts in Romans chapter 12. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith, and it continues on, or ministry, or a teaching, or exhortation, and he who gives, and he who leads, and he who shows mercy with cheerfulness. So Jesus gave us these gifts to use, and they're given to us to encourage one another with, and to build up the kingdom, and to build up one another. This the phrase here, he who shows mercy, in some translations it reads acts of kindness. So perhaps you have a gift of doing acts of kindness. That is a gift from Jesus through the Holy Spirit. It has come to us from God. We also see in Corinthians about the diversities of gifts and the differences of ministries. For example, it says, for to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit. Someone may have the gift of speaking words of wisdom into someone else's life, and that is something that is greatly valuable. And to another, the word of knowledge through the same Spirit. And so on. The different gifts which have been given to us are given for the purpose of encouraging one another and to help one another. So how did these servants in the parable of the talents gain more money? How did their money increase? Well, it says that the one who received 5 talents went and traded with them, and he made another 5 talents. So if he traded with his talents, that means he took some of this money, he took this money, and he went and he bought something with it. He used it. So he gave that money to someone else in return for something. He traded with it. And that is the way that spiritual gifts should work also, is we bless someone else with our gift and get blessed in return by their gift. We trade and we gain. Perhaps we desire a gift. Paul says, earnestly desire the best gifts. That's good. That's great if we desire another gift. Perhaps we see a gift in someone else and we desire that gift as well. So just to come back to the parable of the talents again, to gain talents, they had to trade with or use the money they had in order to gain more. So we need to use and bless others with the gifts that we have in order to gain even more gifts. More gifts are available to us if we are worthy, if we use what we have, if we only sit on what the Lord has given to us, we will probably not gain any more, and we might well end up losing what we had. We can just return again to the parable of the talents. It says, the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants. These were his servants, those who were of his kingdom, his people. He didn't just spread his money around to everyone in the local community, but to his own servants. To them he delivered his goods. And it is to the children of the kingdom that our Lord has delivered the spiritual gifts for the benefit of each other, and that he might be glorified, so that God would receive the glory. So let us earnestly seek to encourage one another with the gifts that we have. If we think we only have one, that is enough. We can start with one. And with that, may God bless your day.